Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast. Great to have you on the program. What's that, of course, thisweekinamerica.us. Whether it's the new year, springtime, the first of the month, the new moon, or you simply want to shed some extra pounds, look younger, boost your energy, or say goodbye to depression and fatigue, well, any time of the year is the best time to put yourself on a simple detox cleanse program. It can be a simple 1-2-3-day cleanse or a more deep 21 to 30-day detoxification program. However long you choose, it will benefit your body and your outlook on life. Joining us on the program is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. She'll discuss what lifestyle choices and foods contribute to a detoxified or toxic body and what you can do today to start the process. Dr. Susan will also share her wealth of information on the foods and lifestyle practices to help with weight loss, immunity, energy, and more. I know she's the expert on this topic because, well, I read in her latest book, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, that she's been customizing cleanses and detox programs for people around the world for over 30 years, and she first learned about the importance of keeping your body detoxified from Yes or Grandmother when she was a teenager. Dr. Susan, welcome to the program.
Hi, Rick. So happy to be with you, and this is a topic I know it's of interest to people year-round.
Well, yeah, it's something you pick up. It seems like anywhere you go, they're talking about it. Articles in the newspaper, you turn on the television, they're talking about the benefits. And I mentioned your grandmother. I was impressed when I read that because it's like she really did mold who you are today, didn't she? I mean, she had such an impact on you, and she was so far ahead of her time.
She was. And she taught me way back, as you mentioned, when I was a teenager, to take one day a week, 3 consecutive days monthly, and 7 to 10 days with each change of season to embark on some type of detox program. Now, she didn't have all the science behind why it's important as we do today, but there is an epidemic sweeping America, and I refer to it as internal toxic pollution. Sadly, it's like I hate to even mention this, but people need to know there are thousands of toxic chemicals all around us. There are pesticides in the foods, chemicals in the water, pollutants in the air, even our cosmetics, ladies, and creams and lotions are full of chemicals. And studies also show that our level of toxic exposure outstrips our body's natural elimination mechanisms. And that we all have, get this, Rick, we all have between 400 and 800 chemicals usually stored in the fat cells of our bodies. And so to stay healthy and strong in this chemical-ridden world, it's essential to help the body increase its removal of harmful and potentially deadly waste products. And, you know, I'm a positive person, so on the bright side here, just simply doing some type of internal cleansing can dramatically improve the quality of your overall health.
A couple of things as you're talking about that. Some of us are led to believe that our body will take care of this for us. But you mentioned all the chemicals. I guess under what ideal circumstances, our body will do its job. But we're overwhelming it with all these chemicals, and it really what shuts down and can't do its job properly.
That's exactly what happens. And it's important to keep in mind that, and I think this is one of the greatest health secrets, at least my grandmother taught me this, is that we have control over the pollution in our bodies. And if you choose to keep a more balanced and clean internal environment, we'll talk about that, how to do that, you won't succumb to that toxic buildup that's so prevalent in most people's bodies. And if you want an incentive on why you should do some type of detox program, keep in mind that those who cleanse regularly, look and feel younger, are much healthier, and live a longer life than those who ignore the need to internally cleanse.
And you know this because you've worked with people for years, putting them on these programs and seeing the results. So it's something you know firsthand. Who needs to go through a detox program? I'm sure people are listening and going, yeah, I don't really have that many chemicals because none of us think we have as many chemicals consumed as we do. You know, I'm young, I'm in decent shape, I don't need to do that. Who all should be on a detox program?
All right, I'll give you some of the symptoms. I hope nobody's eating when I mention these. And some people even say, Susan, I have a good bowel movement 3 or 4 times a week, so I know I'm cleaned out. Now, while the colon is one of the channels of elimination, along with, you know, and that's the bowel, the lungs, the kidneys, and the skin, you should have 2 to 3 good bowel movements a day. Now, here are some of the symptoms of toxic buildup in the body. Okay, we just talked about this. Constipation, chronic yeast infections, frequent colds, weight gain, acne, pale, dry skin, mood swings, depression, low sex drive, lack of concentration. Do we have an hour here?
Well, it sounds like we're going to need it, yes.
Yeah, poor short-term memory, aches and pains, like it feels like arthritis, allergies, gas, weakness, fatigue, just to name a few.
All the information we're talking about, by the way, on today's program, you'll find at Dr. Susan's website, which is susansmithjones.com. And, of course, link on directly to Dr. Susan's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So when we do a detox program, how does that benefit us, and how long does it take before we see benefits?
So it depends whether you do a 1, a 3, a 10, a 21 day. Some of the benefits you'll discover with doing a detox would be a flatter abdominal area, relief from bloating and constipation, clearer thinking, stronger immune system, much improved digestion, deeper sleep, you'll look younger, your skin will look great, you'll have more energy and confidence. And also, when you do a cleanse, it's one of the best ways to break bad food habits you might have, like always salting food or being addicted to white sugar and white flour products and sodas. And remember that when you do a detox or a cleanse, when the colon and the liver are clean of all these excess toxins and waste, then it frees up energy in the body to be used by the rest of the body. And then the liver and the intestinal tract can also manufacture nutrients as well as absorb them from your food more efficiently. So this all supports healing, repair, and maintenance of your body. So that's why my grandmother said, don't just wait till January 1st after you've had all those rich holiday foods and go on a week cleanse. Do it year-round. So like you said, Rick, we don't get that toxic buildup, and then it overwhelms the body.
We're talking about high-level wellness through simple detox. Our guest on This Week in America is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Her website is susansmithjones.com. Our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What would you say is the biggest culprit would be the biggest culprits for a toxic body? What should we watch out for? Maybe something that's out there that we're really not aware is causing as many problems as it is.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's our modern diets. They're to blame for many of the most common ailments. And I'll go so far to say to you today that I think many people are digging their graves with their knives and forks and making life and death decisions every time they sit down to a meal or a snack. Because remember, when disease occurs in the body, you know, and it happens over a long period of time, disease often occurs as a result of an unhealthy lifestyle, and then the body becomes sluggish and congested, acidic, and polluted. And even things like antibiotics, excess sugar, carbonated beverages, chemical food additives, and over-the-counter drugs, Rick, these can all alter the acid-alkaline balance in the intestinal tract, often creating those bad bacteria, not the friendly bacteria. You know, this kind of lifestyle kills the friendly bacteria and creates the perfect environment for more toxins to grow and microbes to grow. That's another reason it's important to take a good probiotic every day. And on my website, you know, I have a navigation bar on the top.
Yes.
And under articles, and then to the right, more articles, the top articles under each of these categories, one's on detox made simple, if you want to do a simple detox. The other is if you're really serious about detoxification. And then the second article under articles is the skinny on probiotics, and you'll see why that's an important part of a day in, day out health program, but also especially to help you cleanse and put those friendly bacteria back in your body.
If you don't think you're consuming a lot of chemicals, if you spent a day and you kept a log and you looked at the labels on what you're eating, what you're putting on your body in terms of cosmetics, and you wrote down all the big words that you can't pronounce, and you took those to a doctor, they would probably say you should have been dead 5 years ago. I mean, that would be scary, wouldn't it, if you actually went back and looked at what you consumed during the course of a day.
And if anyone's thinking, well, what I put on my skin, that doesn't go on my body, try this little experiment. And I'll tell you about how to do a transit test next, too. But take a clove of garlic, you know, take the outside off the skin, and put it between your big and toe and your next toe. And within about 3 minutes, you're already smelling the garlic on your breath. It's absorbed in your body. And you can actually tell how sluggish your digestive system is in your colon. If you go to the market and get an ear of corn, take off the outside husks and silk, and then cut off raw, don't cook this, about 2 tablespoons of corn. And you take those 2 tablespoons of raw corn kernels, like they're supplements, without chewing them much at all, with a big glass of water. And you mark down the time you took them, and then you mark down the time you see them looking back up at you again in the bathroom. And that's your transit time. And most people, and I have everyone that comes to me to see me in my private practice, I have them do this on their own and report to me their transit time. I want to see what their digestive system is like. And most people, even ones that exercise and eat well, report to me they don't see the corn for 24, 48, 72 hours. And the ideal time to see it is between about 12 and 15 hours.
What do you tell them when that transit time is so much longer than it should be? And I guess this comes to, and where time is going by, as it always does, so quickly. What do you tell them, and this would be advice to people that are listening, that are like, okay, I probably need to get started on this. How do I begin the process?
Okay, and I'll tell everyone to go to my website and look at my blog that I posted today. It's about how to detoxify, cleanse, and rejuvenate the body. And I tell them the 3 or 4 best natural supplements, like Blue Magic to keep your body detoxified and E3 Live. They have to go on probiotics. They have to drink lots of alkaline water, make sure they exercise, get good sleep, and eat a diet that's rich in plant-based foods, filled with color. You know, the beautiful foods as close to the way nature made them as possible, and especially leafy greens and fresh fruits, because when you're green inside, you're clean inside. You never can overdo eating salads and green vegetables. They're so good and detoxifying for your body.
And all that at the website SusanSmithJones.com. You can link on directly to Dr. Susan's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about what you can expect. The first time somebody, they're going to try it. They're going to do a short-term, a simple detox. What can they expect?
So if your body's not used to detoxifying and you really need it, you might find that you get a little bit of a headache, and maybe your skin breaks out a little bit, but that shows that your body's doing house cleaning. You might be a little bit more tired than usual. Now, you might just feel great. You might not feel any of these little side effects. Some people have mood swings and feel a little depressed during a cleanse when their body's getting rid of these extra toxins. And remember, they'll come out through the bowel, the lungs. Your breath gets a little different when you detox. Your kidneys, you know, urination, and your skin. And it's good to do dry skin brushing. But at the end of a detox program, you will feel lighter and more peaceful. You'll certainly feel in more control over your body, and you'll experience an increase in self-esteem and confidence. And, you know, you could do a simple detox, meaning drinking a little more water, cutting out white sugar, white flour foods, getting some exercise, getting extra sleep. Or you could do a serious detox that involves the alkaline water and infrared saunas and some good supplements that have glutathione and R-lipoic acid and extra vitamin C. And you don't know this because I've just posted this, but in my navigation bar, go to recipes, and the second heading is spirulina, blue magic, E3 Live. I've got about 25 all detox weight loss recipes with photos that I just posted. So if you want to know what to eat during a detox, you've got all these recipes that are free on my website. And you've got a free cookbook. You know, the.
I was just going to mention, also, you got to go there to get the cookbook. You've got great photos. You've got great recipes. It really is excellent, and it's a free copy.
Absolutely, yeah. And you just click on the button, and you can download it. Full color, beautiful cookbook. You learn about why the foods are good for you, and it's got lots of daily positive affirmations in it. And when you do a cleanse, it's also good to fast from negative thoughts. Keep your mind free from all the garbage.
So it's a good time not only for the body, but for the mind as well. The information is at SusanSmithJones.com. A couple minutes left in the program. You mentioned what basically you should do it on a monthly basis, and then you're talking about quarterly, basically the change of seasons, and we're about to do that. So when we look at September, October, is this a good time for quarterly cleanse as well?
It is a wonderful time to do a cleanse, and I'll tell you, because nobody will know this yet, if you go to my homepage and look at my current journal, it's the September-October Holistic Health Journal, and I have a recipe for a smoothie in there that I've done since my grandmother taught me, and so many of my clients do this around the world. And it's a smoothie, and you can do it for one day or 3 days. It's a delicious smoothie, and that's all you have, in addition to some tea and lots of water. And I did a 21-day study with, 21 people in my study of all ages, and it was a three-day study. And the weight people lost on this simple cleanse, rejuvenation, detoxification smoothie, and you never felt hungry, and this is what you had day and night. So you can find that recipe for that smoothie right in my current, you know, go to the homepage, SusanSmithJones.com, and then right there where my picture is, you'll see the gold button that says September, October, Holistic Health Journal. Click on that, scroll down, and you'll find this wonderful smoothie recipe, and I recommend everyone do this smoothie cleanse for 3 consecutive days, either Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Perfect. All the information at the website, SusanSmithJones.com. Dr. Susan Smith Jones, our guest on the program. The website, information on Susan's books, over 25. You get a free copy of the full-color recipe book, Conscious Cuisine. You go to the website, it's like a holistic health app, all the information you need there. It's very well done, it's very easy to read, great life-saving information there as well. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. We'll be checking in next month, and thank you once again for being with us on the program. It always goes by so quickly, but a lot of great information in the show. By the way, if you go to our YouTube channel or you go to iTunes, you can listen to past programs with Dr. Susan. Thank you for being with us in the program, and we'll check back in next month.
Thank you. See you next time.
You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. More after these messages. Stay tuned.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.